Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 50 of the MGTOWN Podcast, the only source of the show that hits the post wall harder than the New York Times hits the fake news. As usual, I'm producer Tim, joining me live on location in the city of failure. Say hi, Drex.
Hello, everybody. This is miles away from the city of failure, known as Murderapolis.
Or Little Mogadishu, if you will. You know what? I love and hate the city at the same time. Like, I'm just, you can get stuff done in a city. You get stuff done. You try to get something done in Wilmer past 6 o'clock.
No, you're done.
No. Good luck.
That's why I don't live in rural places. Never have, never will. I do everything I can to avoid that.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, I was hanging out at Nick's place today and watching him cover the Rittenhouse trial. Just watching. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't have anything to add to their panel discussion. Nick at some point had 74,000 viewers watching that stream.
Well, that's nice.
He obliterated 200,000 subscribers on his channel now. He's at like 215 to getting closer to 220.
Congratulations, Nick. I'm actually giving Nick a shout out in this show anyway.
So that's what I was doing all day today, and now I'm here. Thoughts on a Rittenhouse trial so far?
Meh. I mean, like I said, I've only caught it little bits and pieces. The prosecution is inept. The judge seems irritated, similar to the Barry Bonds trial. However many years ago that was. The defense is equally inept.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you, you know, one of the things that you notice about the Rittenhouse trial, I have it in my notes here, is this is what happens when, you know, when they say, like, you know, money can buy you freedom in America, right? And people go, what does that mean? It doesn't matter if you eat people. If you have the right attorneys, you can get out of anything, right?
Yeah.
You don't have the money for the Johnny Cochran-esque lawyer. You can... Okay,
you get stuck with Richards.
You get stuck with this dude, right? A buffoon. So when people look back, right, and they look back at OJ's case, the dream team is what they called him, right? Look back at the dream team. Johnny Cochran is the lead lawyer, right? As you witness what's happening, you're like this. Oh, this guy's on another level. Remember, he was a former prosecutor, right? You look back and you say, I can see why the guy beat the rap, right? Yeah. It makes sense now. Whereas... other cases, not so much. But the thing about today is a special episode about accountability, right? This has been a wild week. A wild 2 weeks.
Tell me about it. Guys, you have no appreciation for how far an 18-hour drive is. Unless you've done it. Right, if you're a trucker or whatever, shut up. Well, actually, no, you can't, because at 8 hours, you got to take your mandatory state mandated nap. Right, there's no mandatory nap for me, so I just trucker.
No mandatory minimums.
#no mandatory minimums.
Or in this case, mandatory maximums.
Oh God, so I'm just out of it. I'm out of the news. I'm out of the loop. I'm kind of silly. So what's been going on in the news cycle?
There's been some interesting news that's been going on.
I heard something happened with the NFL.
Well, a few things. I mean, people doing stupid stuff.
Oh, the referees suck. Newsflash.
That's always going to happen. I mean, it's still better than that, the lockout year, right? When they decided, we don't need real refs. And then people were like, no, this is dangerous, bro.
How the hell is that a touchdown?
Yeah, they started getting to the point where, as you're watching the game, the quality of the game literally was eroding right before your very eyes. But I look at some of the things that have been happening, and I actually am going to lead in with something really ridiculous just to kind of put the tip in. A politician right here in Minnesota, I didn't even get her name because I didn't care. I saw it on the news literally right when I was making my notes. Paid breaks for women to lactate, to breastfeed, right? Because that makes sense. In this legislation,
that's sexist. Men can lactate too.
Yeah, and it's funny because when you start talking about equality, this, so for those who don't understand, this is not a knock on women who are breastfeeding, blah blah blah. But you end up in this weird situation where it starts there, right? You've been hearing about legislation where they want companies to pay for their fertility treatments. Have you been hearing about that? And they will get it. So this is where we're at. And that's why it's all about accountability today, because it's like, okay, well, if you're going to enter the workforce, you accept the terms and conditions of entering the workforce.
Well, yeah, Katak got in late. It's because there's two microphones in the same room. One's picking you up slightly later than...
Oh, okay. Oh, because that should be good. Is it just on his end?
Yeah, it's gonna be a quirk of the recording. But when I go to edit it, I will have to scrub my track when you're talking and your track when I'm talking. I got you.
All right. So that's what it is. All right. So as I look at some of this legislation, right, and I have this little note jotted down right here that says, you know, you're gonna pay the price for all the political policies that you want, right? You got to hold yourself accountable. So as I look at all these things, just the workforce, the courts, all this, that, and the other, and you look at some of these policies that keep getting made, and they sound crazier and crazier, kind of like, shout out to Words out there in California, all the Cali peeps, Koopa and them. Something like you have to have a woman on the board, right? It'll move the goalposts yet again to being like, oh, it has to be X amount of women, or a black woman, or a Muslim, or a
masculine presenting transgender lesbian.
Absolutely. Oh, in a wheelchair, right?
In a wheelchair.
You keep on having more and more and more. And this is the beauty of causality. The more you do this, the more you tell private companies how to run their business, what do private companies tend to do? They tend to leave, right? Hey, I'm gonna impose all these strict rules on you, and you have to do X, Y, Z. You have to do what I tell you to do. No, they'll just leave. They'll live it like this. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's cool. Watch this. We're gonna move HQ to some other state that's not imposing those rules, and this is no different than
that's what Elon Musk did.
Yeah, Texas, right?
Yep. California to Texas.
Yep. And you're gonna see it more and more. And let's not forget about all the companies that decided to go out of state, right? Or I'm gonna say out of country, right? Went abroad. And this is what happens when you have restrictive policies or woke policies or just anything that is not conducive to, going ahead and pushing your business forward. And as I look at some of these things about accountability that I've jotted down, and I think back to some of the things where I said to myself, man, no one's held accountable. Doctors practice medicine, right? And I think back to my best friend's dad, rest in peace, who passed due to cancer, right? And he went to five, yes, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five different doctors, right? Saying there's something wrong, I'm not right, there's something wrong. And what ends up happening? Oh, he ends up going to Mayo Clinic, yes, the Rochester Mayo Clinic, and where they found out he had cancer. And of course, it was too late to treat him because the cancer had spread. So he could have been saved, right? Could have been saved. There it is. But he couldn't be because, of course, bad doctors, bad medicine. So what you're left with is a man who, dies and his family has to, pick up the pieces. And where's the accountability, though? Like, five times? I can see if there was one or two, but it's like five times? And The issues that we were talking about earlier with our man, so shout out to the one and only Nick Riceta of Riceta Law, because Nick is proving, along with the other lawyers on his show, shout out to Good Logic, Joe Nierman, and the rest of the gang. He had like a panel with them the last few days during the trial. What we're actually witnessing with Nick's views, and this is actually something that Tim Pool has talked about also, we're witnessing the absolute collapse of mainstream media. Right? Once again, causality, right? There's a cause and there's an effect. When you lie to people, when you give people this half-baked news, when you decide you're going to withhold certain information, you're going to lean in the one way and then double fake and move someone the next way and point the camera here, there, the microphone upside down, you wind up with people not trusting what you're saying. So we have Nick out there streaming. And he's getting crazy numbers. I actually had text Ty Beard about that too. So here we have Nick getting crazy numbers, which is great. I love hearing his success. And yet You know what's crazy? He's a guy in a bunker, Tim.
A vault.
A vault.
We're in a bunker.
Yeah, we're in a bunker. He's in a vault. So, Tim, where's it at? Where's the Hollywood makeup crew for Nick? Where's the, you know, the assistant? Where's all, you know, all the pyrotechnics? A guy in a vault is more relevant than the machine's puppets, right? And that's what these people are, puppets, shills.
Not only is he more relevant, he's telling people, he's confirming what people see with their eyes, mm-hmm. right? Because you see the videos of Kyle Rittenhouse, and every single person says, well, very clearly, that's self-defense. Not a single person that I know has looked at that video and said, well, no, what did he? That was murder. No, it's a very clear-cut case of self-defense. And that's what your eyes tell you. Meanwhile, CNN's like, well, there's these nuances. You can't always trust what your eyes see. Right? Jeffrey Toobin, the guy who showed his penis to his coworkers, is on there ripping Kyle Rittenhouse as a fake and a fraud. Meanwhile, Ken Jennings, you know, the professional or ex-professional, is saying, okay, here's the classic signs and symptoms of someone suffering from PTSD. And I mean, nothing's impossible to fake, but there are things that are easier to fake than others. And it's really difficult to fake an ugly cry.
Yeah, it was an ugly cry too.
It was a very ugly cry.
Plus, guys don't cry generally anyway. You know, you don't really see too many dudes crying.
Well, Nick says he's seen a lot of people cry kind of, you know, just in legal proceedings, right? Monica Riel tried to cry when she did her deposition. Right.
Yeah, something never happened.
I would actually love to see Ken contrast the two. Okay, does this sound like a woman who's recounting a traumatic experience where, you know, she's constantly like she's trying to force herself to cry and then like drinking 8 gallons of water because she's like, oh, I got allergies.
Yeah, it was BS. And one of the biggest things that I noticed about Nick's content in covering this case is that what Nick has managed to do is just to sit here and, like you said, let the case speak for itself. Let them show what they're going to show. You commentate on it. But here's the beauty of all this. The issue I have with Kyle Rittenhouse trial is like a lot of these other things where someone goes like this. What was the spin that the media put on it, right? They made it sound like he was a dude. He was a crazed, like, basically he came there to kill, right? That's the narrative they made it sound. This was a young kid who went from state to state, right? Wisconsin, Illinois, I believe, right? He decided to cross state lines armed to basically look for something to happen. And when something happened, right, just he got the opportunity to do so. He decided to open fire and end lives, right? That's like the narrative they spun. It's like, basically, he's a maniac. And someone said, wait a minute. Is that really what happened?
My eyes see something different if I watch the video. Well, don't trust the video.
And
he, can I make a pardon?
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Joe of Good Logic about the Arbery case. I know he wanted to discuss those, so I can't wait to get into that with him. But there needs to be some accountability placed on the media for this misinformation, because when you start to use this misinformation on people, and then you say, hey, if you say something against the misinformation that I'm saying, these lies, we'll go ahead and eat you off of a platform, right? We're going to deplatform you. It's like, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I know what my eyes just saw, right? I'm looking right at it. I go, oh, I see what this is. And then someone else is saying, no. It's not what you think you're seeing, even though that's exactly what you're seeing. It's actually what we're telling you it is.
Who are you going to trust, us, CNN, or your lying eyes?
Yeah, your eyes are lying. We're right. We are the authority. We're the moral authority. We're all this. And I'm like looking like, how come people haven't figured this out yet?
Oh, you just reminded me of something. So, you know, every Facebook post has anything that talks about the vax or COVID has the visit the Facebook COVID-19 information center, right? Or vaccines are safe and effective. Click here for more info. Okay, they added a new one. They added a new one, Drex. Climate change is real. Click here for more info. They added So my city of Calgary just declared a climate emergency, a state of emergency due to climate change.
You know that COVID was the literal dry run for that, right? Do you know that? Like, I'm not the first person that said that. Like, other people have said that. They're like, no, they're going to use perfect.
There's going to be climate lockdowns next.
Yep. It's coming. But, this is never leaving.
And Facebook is already, I don't know if this was an accident, but I'm pretty involved politically in Calgary. So, you know, I follow a bunch of political pages on Facebook. One of them posts the BS about COP26. We addressed this last week, right? All these multimillionaires getting on their private jets to tell us that we shouldn't drive a truck to work. Yeah. Well, obviously none of them have ever been through a Canadian winter because your fucking Tesla won't start at minus 40.
Yeah. Yosh just said that they banned anyone for talking neutrally about Kyle on Facebook. Anybody.
Yeah. You can't even, according to Daily Wire, you couldn't even search for Kyle Rittenhouse on Facebook. No post. It would say nothing found.
Wow. And yeah, here's the thing. How come no one sees the scam? Like, you guys don't see the jokes? Like,
oh, we do. We do. But then there's quite a few people who are like, well, what do you want me to do about it? It's like you were telling me before the show, right? The woman on the Philly woman on the train. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do about it? Mm-hmm. I don't want to get involved.
Yeah, this is unfortunate for a variety of reasons, and I'll definitely get to that in the thing.
Yeah, Invader Tech says unjabbed master race. Sorry, Tim. Well, guess what? There's only one of us who can cross international boundaries right now, and it's not him.
Yeah, I can't cross nothing, man. One of the things is, though, is that, like, in speaking about all things dealing with accountability, there's been a few cases, a few stories that have popped up out of the NFL in the past week and some change. And obviously, there's the Henry Ruggs. And, you know, I told you guys, like, this dude fumbled the bag. When you sign multi-million dollar contracts, they have terms and conditions. They have morality clauses. There's all these little clauses in your contracts. Like, you can't just do anything you want that's going to end up making the Shield look bad or your team look bad, right? Well, you know, that's the way it is, right? If you don't want to play by those rules, then don't sign the contract and get the millions. When you decide you're going to drive a car, a Corvette, I believe, 150 miles per hour while drunk, and then hit a chick and her dog, you know how America feels about their dogs, especially white people.
you went there. What was she, you know?
They always bring that up, right?
It's a white girl with her dog.
Yep. Now, we're not going to go there, Tim. We're not going to go into peanut butter. We're not going into...
someone make us lip smacking sound. My mouth's too dry.
You're right. And... my girls and dogs. You know, she lost her life. That is unfortunate.
Yeah, but we're not trying to make light of the tragedy or death. It's just, you know, sometimes laughter is the best medicine because otherwise you're too doom pilled to continue.
Well, and this is a doom pill situation. Like, I'm looking at this dude. You don't deserve any sympathy. Because what are you doing? Like, look, you know, there's that whole thing that people say, you know, everyone makes mistakes. You know, people make, you know, certain bad decisions and stuff. But it's like there are levels to it, right? Like, you know, okay, a mistake would be, okay, a person got too drunk. A horrible, horrible choice is a person got too drunk and then got behind the wheel of a car. The worst possible thing you can do is drive 150 miles per hour in a Corvette while drunk. Like,
I'm pretty sure the only people who do drive 150 miles an hour in a 70 zone or a 65 zone are drunk people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's like the requisite to do something that stupid.
Well, it's pitiful. I mean, you know,
like the only way it would have been more perfect is if he was like on Facebook Live and he's like, yo, watch this.
Oh God. And you know what though? Someone will do it. Right. Like, I mean, we live in that society where everyone's clout chasing. And, you know, to contrast that story, though, with the NFL, that was, like I said, that's a little older. There is a new story out. And this is something that I'm sure, as the Rittenhouse thing goes, Nick will maybe look into. Minnesota Viking running back Dalvin Cook was arrested, right? For a domestic violation, right? Assault allegations, right? And straight from ESPN, this guy is saying the truth will come out on lawsuit that's accusing him of all this stuff, right? Now, they have the pictures, right? They got pictures of the woman and her injuries and stuff. And here's the problem with the media. We've seen these kind of stories before, right, Tim? Where someone's like, oh, you remember Amber Heard? Remember that? Oh, right, that was a monster. And then what happened? Uh-oh. So there are people out there right now saying, see, look, it's another NFL player doing it. It's like, yeah, you might want to, like.
Some people are just so happy to see other people fail.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, and, you know, our buddy Nick is going to be a great example of this. Anytime Nick gets something wrong, mm-hmm. right? That, hey, guys, you might not know this about the legal system, but nothing's absolute and nothing's perfect. There is no perfect defense. There's no perfect prosecution.
Absolutely not. Well, here's the thing.
You can and will lose cases.
That's why hindsight's 20/20, right? Yeah. The reason why the Fed doesn't tend to lose, I think they have a 99% conviction rate. There's a reason why the Fed, because they have literally everything stacked in their favor. Like, okay, when you wind up having a federal case, bets are they already have all the information on you, right? Like, oh, we've been on you for 3 years. Okay, well, yeah, that makes, you know, actually kind of makes sense. In state case, they don't tend to have that same thing. Like, think about it. Okay, Amber Heard or whatever other person says you did something, right? This is state level.
Even the Fed is not 100%. They're 99.9%.
Well, even the 99% conviction rate, a lot of that comes from people taking deals, right? So when you cop a plea, that's part of their conviction rate.
They get credit for that conviction
because it's like, oh yeah, we convicted you on, or let's say they bring you up on 10 charges, but they only hit you on like the lightest one. They'll be like, oh well, we still convicted. It's like, yeah, but yeah. I mean, you got him on obstruction of justice, but yeah.
Anyways, people love watching Nick call a case wrong, right? We know a very good example. 17-0, Drax. Ugh.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. No one knows how a case is going to go. I mean, I remember when Nick showed me the case of the kid who was, I think his name was like Dylan or something, who's on his knees in that hotel, right? He's on his knees in the hotel when the cops or SWAT or whoever gunned him down. And
oh, is that the special needs kid?
No, he wasn't special needs. I guess he was in a hotel with his girl, and he's alleged to have been using like a toy gun or something, like a prop. Or
okay, yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah, Nick showed me the video. Is horrifying, right? And they were giving him contradictory instructions, right? So they're giving him contradictory instructions on you know basically telling him, you know, all right, do this. No, but now do that. And he's like screaming at it with guns pointed at him.
It's like lay down, go down on all fours, but also put your hands above your head.
Yeah. They're giving well, I can't quite do that.
I'm playing Twister with the cops here. No, but anyways, like to go back to my original point, just people love watching other people fail when they've had no success of their own.
Well, they're nobodies. Understand the nature of a nobody, right? Like what goes on in the mind of a nobody day in, day out. They wake up, they hop online to look for something or someone to go after. Once they go after them, what are they really saying? I wish I were them, right?
Yes. Do you know how much jealousy came out of Law Twitter because Nick was 74,000? Ethan Ralph took a shot at him. Because, you know, Ethan Ralph's doing his coverage of the Rittenhouse trial too. But Ethan Ralph's got hundreds of viewers. Nick pulled down 74,000 viewers. Live today.
I couldn't be happier for him, man. It's the hard work he's put in, and you know, and that goes back to the things that, like I said, he's helped other people. He's been on good terms with so many people in the space.
Oh, and he had to give up. He had to give up taking drinks for 1,000 likes.
Oh, yeah. Heard.
Because he was up to like 2,200 likes.
Yeah. He'll kill.
22,000 likes.
Yeah, Nick, I'm sure he probably had, after like two or three, he probably was like, no, I'm going
to
die.
I wanted to tag in for him. Nick said, I'm passing the drinks off to my champion fighter. Because, I mean, I showed Nick the text messages. I've said this before, but you remember when I you and Phil were doing a stream, right? And I was, like, calling in from the bar crawl.
Yep.
So I finished that night with 30 shots of rum and Coke. And I was showing Nick the text messages I got. So I was like, man, I can do this. I can do this. I did partake in some of his Rittenhouse.
Well, I mean, so much has happened in this week with cases that are currently involving court cases. You know, there are people out there who may or may not know about the Travis Scott concert tragedy. And
I did hear about that.
Have you ever heard of something like that, like, literally in your life, like, at a concert? Like, wait, what? It didn't make sense. Like, I'm like, wait.
No, it doesn't. Yes, you're 100% correct. I was looking at the memes and the headlines, and I said, these two things don't sound like the same. They're talking about the same event. I did not go into any deeper details, though. Like I said, I've been busy.
Well, I talked to Jay Love earlier, and she was saying that, like, okay, this company who hosted this concert, right, who was, you know, behind the scenes producing it, this is like the third time that they've had fatalities at a concert.
Well, you know, I grew up in an era where having a fatality at a concert was a good thing. It means it was a kick-ass concert.
Yeah, well, now...
Usually it was just someone ODing, but, you know.
Well, even at this one, I mean, when you start talking about people who are, you know, younger getting... whether you have people who are trampled, and you have people who are saying, like, a cardiac arrest. I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. Do they get a hot dose? Because I don't know too many young people who die of cardiac arrest. Now, I do remember J Love talking. There was a minor there who like is basically gonna be like brain dead or a vegetable, and that begs the question once again, Tim, when it comes to accountability, where are your parents? Mr. Jack always says, "Bitch, where are your kids?" He says that for a reason, because, like, okay, so you have your minor child, and I say minor, I'm probably, like, you know, around ages 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Like, your minor child is at a concert later. Why? There's no accountability.
Hey, who is Travis Scott? Because I hear the name, it sounds like a country singer.
No, he's the dude who had a baby with one of the Kardashian chicks, Kendall or Kylie or whatever. He knocked one of them up.
And that's why he's famous?
He's like a rapper.
Of course he is.
Everyone's a rapper, right? Like, literally everybody now is a rapper. I mean, these struggle rappers. You know, yeah, Travis Scott.
Is he a mumble rapper?
Well, the thing is that, like, I don't even listen to these clowns. I've never heard a Travis Scott song. There are people out there with the conspiracy theories, right? Was it one of these demonic flesh offerings, right? Was it another one of these sacrifices? People have a whole lot about this case. And I'm kind of looking, and there's all kinds of news about Travis Scott right now, right? Yeah, it is kind of. Is his partner, so Kylie, make sure I got the name right, Travis Scott, to cover funeral costs of Astral World victims 2 days ago from CNN. But my thing is, how did we even get here, though, right?
Like, oh, I can probably figure out very easily how we got here.
I mean, like...
Here's the thing. We went from the television raising your kids, and no one's got TV anymore. So what's raising your kids? Well, it's Netflix, Cuties, is raising your kids. And now we got these rappers who are wannabe bad boys, right? I don't even need to, like I said, I don't know anything about Travis Scott, never heard of him before, I haven't listened to a single one of his songs. And guarantee you, his music sounds like he's from the hood. He probably grew up in an area like we are in right now, the burbs. He probably went to a high school in his mom's minivan.
Well, I look at the entirety of this situation. And, you know, you read about this, you know, the people whose lives are lost, you know, 8 people ranging in age from 14 to 27 died among a crowd surging during the headline performance at Astroworld Festival in Houston, right?
The more people die from Black Friday stampedes. Come on, those are rookie numbers. Yeah. Put those up.
Herein lies the issue, though.
I did see the video. I remember now. Yeah, I did see the video where they, like, open the gates and then, like, the first row of people fall over and then there's, like, people jumping over them. First of all, never be in the first row.
Never be that guy.
Never be the guy who's up against the freaking glass. You know, he's getting pasted on that glass or that chain link, right? because that's exactly what's going to happen. They open it and you go, bonk, you well, fall over.
Well, when I read the article, because like I said, when I got the information first while I was working out with, I think it was NCAA Cat hit me up. So Cat tells me, she's like, hey, did you hear about this concert? And I said, no, what are you talking about? So she told me that, I looked it up. I was like, wait, what? The moment she told me the nature of the deaths, I was like, wait a minute, with young people, this sounds like drugs. I'm looking at the article right here, and they're saying that there's a multitude of scenarios, including the potential role of counterfeit pills possibly laced with fentanyl. Medical examiners have yet to provide a cause of death for the 8 people. And it says industry executives and concert safety consultants say a host of factors may have contributed to Friday's disaster. But at the end of the day, it's like, where are the people sitting there going like this? Hey, you know what? This kind of looks dangerous, or this could be dangerous. Now, if you're putting something into your body, this is one of my major issues with the court system, right? It's the legal system in general. I don't like the idea that you do something, right? When, remember, you sign waivers when you go to, you know, amusement parks, whatever. You sign that waiver, right? It's coming. But you can't get to a point where you go like this. Listen, man, if you go to a concert, like I said, I don't know the details. Maybe these people did these drugs. Maybe they did. In the event that they did, I don't believe you have a case. Because, like, at what point do you take accountability? Like, look, man, if I go to a concert and someone offers me something, the answer is, hey, man, you want to try that? No, I know you.
Is this why you don't do pegging? It's because you don't like the idea of things going into your body?
Look, man, never have an object entering you.
Never. There is not a scenario where that is acceptable, right? Strap-ons, pills, needles.
Read what his lawyer says, right? And it says, Mr. Scott's lawyer said the rap superstar, a Houston native known for his rowdy shows, couldn't see or hear what was happening in the crowd. He didn't know the severity of the situation, his lawyer said, and only found out after the show. And of course, they say, you know, there's been a rush to judgment, which is one of the quotes from his lawyer, Todd Menzies, said. And once again, they try to hold certain people accountable. And it's like, wait a minute. You can't go after Travis Scott if he truly didn't know. Because like, Tim, concert's loud.
Oh yeah, no, I've never. No, are you?
I mean, you're Las Vegas thing. So oh, it was a Las Vegas
shooting. Yeah, that was actually that was a country concert.
How long did it take for people to realize what was going on? Like, it took a while.
They heard it immediately, but then they were like, "Oh, it's fireworks." The people who fell over because they had gotten shot knew instantly.
Yeah, but that's the thing. People didn't react. Like, remember, the people were still playing, right?
Yeah, the singer was playing for until the second burst came in, and once, then someone had to tell him, "Hey, get the
fuck off the stage. Get down." Yeah, right. Get down, because once they saw bodies drop, right? But like, think about it. That's a case where someone is firing on you. You see what I'm saying? But what about all the people who were in this concert? There's no gunfire. Someone falls over or something, and someone says, hey,
the most shocking thing from this story is that there was no gunfire at a rap concert.
It can have. Normally, rap concerts are known for that, in terms of like gunplay, maybe before or after. Yeah.
Yeah, like the drive by, right? Someone does a drive by, you know, post concert party.
Well, people now, when it comes to rap, these kids are really more into like the drug scene with the music, and I've been seeing that across the
board. That's always been true.
Yeah, they the violent part of the scene. I don't think these kids are really feeling that. And as we look at some of the craziness, right, with just the things that are happening, people are trying to blame this person. They're looking for answers. I mean, I had Lord of Simpson Cucks and Invader Tag. They tagged me, talked about Alyssa Milano. There's just wild stuff. This has been one of the wildest I can remember. With she gave birth to a beautiful baby boy after she bragged about her multiple abortions. Are you fucking serious? Like, hey, what? Yeah, that same Melissa, Alyssa Milano, right? Like the same one that you guys remember, who's been running her mouth for years. Oh, I'm born a dentist. I'm proud of it. All of a sudden, flipped. I have mixed feelings because I was a victim of abuse. They're all, everyone's a victim of abuse. I got to give a special shout out to my man, Coach Greg Adams, for pointing out a couple of things. One, the whole Kirk Douglas, Natalie Wood, Me Too from the grave. And more importantly, as I get into this issue that definitely needs to get talked about, which is the topic of male disposability, right? And as we talk about how people are being held accountable, we got to start holding the media accountable much more, but also everyone around us. I hear there's a Disney movie coming out called Step Dad. They want you to, and of course, you know, they have a black guy as a stepdad, right? The cuck. I mean, of course, you know, they're always going through black masculinity. They're going through all men's masculinity, but they're always going to start that black dude, put them in dresses, they're doing some other weird stuff, you know, insert Lil Nas X. My issue is simple. Why are we allowing that? At what point are people going to say, you know, we're going to hold people accountable? From now on, we're not going to accept this kind of media. We're not accepting anything that involves stepdad or you know, pegging or any of this other kind of stuff. But people don't want that. It's like they're not ready for that. And
unless it's pegging to end the family court.
Yeah, then we're pro-pegging to end the family court. The wild thing about all this, though, is this: there's a centerpiece to all this dealing with accountability, and it's a debate and conversation slash debate slash argument, whatever you want to call it, I had with our very own guest, Becca the Ass Wrecker, right? So shout out to her. This is no knock at all on her. It was just she was posing a question about the woman who was on the train in Philly who got raped, right? And as you know, I said on Nick's show, and I will continue to say, I would have done nothing. And there are people out there who are very against what I said. And I always remind people of a simple thing. I am not, MGTOWN Podcast is not pro rape or abuse. However, very much so anti male disposability. And I had this thing where I had spoken to Becca and I said, Becca, I want you to think about this for a second. What you're saying when you say a man should just step up and hop in there and defend women and stuff. So what you're saying is that all women anywhere in the world are entitled to male protection, right? Entitled, just because you exist. And if a man attacks you, if anything goes wrong, you should just feel like this. Men help. And men should just drop it, risk their lives. My thing is this. It's time for all women, especially the feminists, to take accountability for what they've been doing for the past 60 years of the modern feminist movement, right? Which is, you don't get to bash men for six decades plus. And then when something goes wrong, you're like, oh yeah, men, now we need you to be a useful little utility. Just hop in.
Please simp for us.
Yeah, simp for us, right? Simp for us. Risk your life. There was a guy, man, who rescued a woman with CPR. Where is he at now? Oh, that's right. He got Me Too'd. Yeah. Oh, what about the guy who helped a woman change her tire? Because she was a woman in need. He got Me Too'd. And then they start hitting you with the whole, like, I mean, that's just a few and far between. No. It shouldn't happen ever. And I want to hear women go after these fake Me Too cases.
There was a police officer in Calgary. He's now a city councilor. But he got disciplined for an inappropriate sexual contact with an underage girl. Hey, Drex, guess where he met this girl?
Oh, don't say the bar.
Bar.
Yeah, for all the things that Beck and I may disagree on, well, I think, and to be fair, we don't disagree on that much. She talked about that statutory rape, right? And we can't discuss accountability without bringing that point up, because this doesn't get brought up enough. Think about the layers that this person has penetrated. Okay, fake ID. No one's held accountable for that, right? Okay, there's a doorman to get in, right? A lot of these, you know, bars, restaurants, they card you, right? You know,
this would have been like 30 some years ago.
No, in modern times, you get carded, right? And when you walk up, you get carded. Okay, if you are the guy in this case, and you see a girl in a bar, and you see her drinking in a bar, and you go, oh yeah, they have a doorman who makes sure that you are 21 years of age. Well, the assumption would be, well, clearly this person must be of age, right? The bartender is not held accountable. The girl's never going to be held accountable, because that will never happen.
Hey, you remember the girl hitting up Chris D'Elia? Oh, Chris D'Elia was a creep to me. Oh, really? Let's see the receipts. Oh, hey, Chris. I'm a big fan of yours. Oh, by the way, I'm 16. Oh, really? Shit. Because you have to be 18 to be in my shows. I'm sorry. We can't talk anymore.
Yep. It happened that quick. And there's never any accountability. And I have a serious problem with that. I have a problem with the idea that we aren't addressing each link in the chain, but who is causing all of this? Like, I don't care who, I don't care if you're man, woman, whatever, who's causing it. You shouldn't, just like with the Rittenhouse thing, you shouldn't get to provoke somebody or threaten someone's life. And then what happens? Oh, because something happened to me, now that I provoked somebody, it's their fault. No, it's your fault.
I believe the technical legal term is he fucked around and found out.
Yeah. Well, this is a prime example for you guys when it comes to accountability, why this is so important. I want you guys to go on YouTube and just type in Charlie Zelenoff, that idiot who challenged Deontay Wilder, talked crazy about his daughter. And what happened? Oh, that's right. Deontay Wilder showed up, right? So he shows up to beat this dude down. If Deontay would have, let's say, caused serious damage, what happens to Deontay Wilder?
Oh, he's going to prison.
Prison. Because wait a minute. You got on the internet. You made these comments. You provoked somebody.
You ran your mouth.
Then you make comments about his daughter. When you start, like, this is kind of...
You bring someone's kid into it?
All bets are off.
Gloves off.
Gloves are off. Anything goes. When you start threatening people's kids, you start make comments about people's kids, don't be shocked when they decide, oh, yeah, it's just time to go ham. So I look at the Charlie Zelenoff case. I look at this lack of accountability. No one ever says, you know what, man, we need to change the rules now. It has to be simple. Whoever starts it, whatever happens to you is what happens. And then now all of a sudden, people, they start to become aware. They go, wait a minute. I'm now held accountable for what I say and what I do. Once you change that attitude in people's minds, people will think twice before going on the internet trolling someone. They're going to think twice about threatening, God forbid, threatening somebody. And we're not there yet. We're a long ways away. And that's why you keep seeing people have this extreme behavior, right? Doing more for clout and attention. There's no consequence.
In self-defense classes, they even teach you, you don't need to wait for the other person to hit you before you can defend yourself. Because at that point, it may already be too late. That first hit can knock you out. Then you're really screwed.
Yeah, now you're at someone else's mercy.
Yeah.
And you
either wake up and realize that they spared your life, or you don't wake up.
One or the other.
Right? And you have zero control over that outcome. No,
it happens every day.
They say, don't choose to be the victim. If someone's advancing on you, you are allowed to take actions to defuse the situation or disarm the attacker.
Well?
As Kyle Rittenhouse did, literally.
I was about to say, though, look where he's at, right?
No, and the thing was, he didn't have to wait for this. Well, especially the guy who pulled the pistol on him. Because that's the thing, too, is there are some brain-dead people out there who said, well, Gage didn't shoot. Gage didn't shoot, so why'd you shoot back at him?
Like, okay, if someone pulls out, like, going to a supermarket, right? Anywhere that you are in the world, you're at a supermarket, you're at a birthday party, it doesn't matter where you are, you're at a damn Chuck E. Cheese. Let someone pull out a pistol. What are you assuming they're going to do?
Something bad with it.
You're not assuming they're going to pull out and be like, yeah, it's
hey, check this out. Hey, look at this. It's a replica. It's my cigarette lighter.
Yeah. Joke's on you. Like, no. You see someone pull out a gun, man. I mean, here's a prime example.
Okay, so as a gun owner myself, right, I didn't bring it with me because that would be stupid, but... Because I know long arms in the city of Minneapolis is bad. But, as a gun owner, I've had to, I've had to think about this before. What would happen if, because anytime there is a gun present, the stakes are always higher.
Absolutely.
Everything's just, a gun is present. Doesn't mean, doesn't have to be someone holding it. Doesn't have to be loaded, whatever. A gun is present. Stakes are higher.
Yeah, you have to do what's necessary at that point because you have to assume the worst. Like this whole thing about, here's the thing. Let's just say for the sake of argument, someone draws a gun and then they shoot you, right? And then later on, someone goes, now it's going to be a different story. they're the person. See, it's going to be a double-edged sword either way, right? If you don't do something when someone draws a gun and you wind up getting yeeted, they're like, oh, that person was stupid. I don't know why they didn't do it. The person drew a gun and like walked up on them. It's like, whereas if you do something and you saw the gun, you go, hey, I used deadly force. I believe this person was making an attempt on my life.
Oh, and Binger made the retarded argument, and I'm allowed to use this word because this argument is literally low IQ brain dead. Gage drew a pistol, but you had a rifle. You were at an advantage. Well, this is clearly someone who doesn't know a thing about firearms. All guns are lethal at close range.
All
guns.
Okay. Well, knives are more dangerous than guns at extremely close range. Once you're in close quarters combat, the knife.
All those weapons are lethal at close range.
Yep.
If you ask me which one I'd rather have a gun. I have more options with a gun than a knife.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean, okay, you're forced to have the knife go against this guy with the gun. All right, well, if I have to, if it's either that or die, sure, I'd rather a knife than nothing.
Well, the whole knife or nothing mentality is where I wanted to get to with the Beckas of the world that want to hold men accountable for other people's actions, that want to hold you accountable, me accountable. It's not our responsibility. And this is the one criticism that I have with Kyle, right? And I want to make this clear. I'm not here to talk about, innocence, guilt, any of that. I don't want to get into that. But
They even made the why didn't you shoot him in the foot?
They're always gonna say might shoot him in the leg or the foot. Well, that's stupid.
He didn't say it directly, but you could kind of figure out based on the questions he was asking, because he was going after Kyle for shooting center mass. But he didn't say that. He said, why'd you shoot him in the chest? There are plenty of other places you could have shot him. It's like, are you really going to go for the why didn't you shoot Tyrone in the foot argument here?
Yeah, well, I mean, they do this with cops. You remember the cop who stopped the girl when she was running, about to plunge a knife into another girl?
In mid-swing.
Mid-thrust. Oh, you're supposed to stop. And this is my whole beef with all this. Everything in life has terms and conditions, okay? If you want men to sacrifice, the terms and conditions are as follows. We demand respect and submission. You don't get to negotiate at all, okay? Now, if you start doing the whole, then go ahead and deal with these beta male savages. I've told people time and again, when you look at all these cases, right? James Fairbanks, where's he at right now? In a jail cell, right? 47 years. Kyle Rittenhouse is facing time. The Seattle dad.
Three life charges.
Yeah. So he's facing life in the can. Do you know where the Seattle dad is who found out that his daughter was being sex trafficked? Oh, wait a minute, Tim.
He's waiting for his trial. And this is Seattle.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah. Okay, so Tim, are you starting to notice a trend of where I'm going with this? So let me get this straight. All of these things, these people held themselves accountable for the actions of others and tried to defend or protect somebody or justice, quote unquote, whatever they believe was justice, especially in the case of Fairbanks, we deal with pedos, right? And remember that old saying, no good deed goes unpunished? This is my one issue with Kyle, right? We're at this point now where something very bizarre has happened. It's better to not get involved with anything or anybody, to literally be like this. Oh, is something bad happening?
Kyle was so young and naive that he thought he could go there with a fire extinguisher and help people, and they'd be okay with it. No. So young and naive, but that's it. Then, Drex, now you're destroying, choose a different outcome. Maybe Rosenbaum is still doing time for raping little boys, so he's not there, and Kyle never shoots anyone. Right? He just goes to the fire extinguisher, puts it out, and everyone's like, oh, fuck you. Right? We have to pull him aside and tell him, don't get involved.
Yeah.
Here's what could have happened.
Yeah. You're saying almost like an alternate reality. Like, hey, Kyle, this is how in an alternate reality, this is what would happen. See right here where you...
See this picture of you ugly crying on a stand at your own trial? Yep. This is you in the alternate reality. Because you just wanted to help people.
Yep.
And who did not want to be helped.
Well, and that is the major thing about all this. I want people, this is why I had to open this discussion with this tonight about accountability, is that you start to really think about this for a second. We're at this point where, like, okay, so look at each person that's on this list, right? The dad in Seattle, his daughter was being sex trafficked by her crazed boyfriend, right? 19-year-old. He eats the dude. So we're, you know, this is when people start going, well, you can't do vigilante justice. Have you ever seen what kind of time these types of people get? The pedophiles. Do you know what kind of time they get? Max. Yet.
Then released on good behavior.
Good behavior. They won't do it again. Slap on the wrist, right? So.
Like, why is Rosenbaum even on the street to begin with? Okay. Nick has detailed this before on his show. This guy didn't inappropriately touch a 16-year-old. He didn't make a lewd comment to a, you know, 12-year-old. No, he literally raped.
But hey, we're supposed to protect them, right? So this is my issue with the Beccas of the world. Like, I get what she's saying. And Tim, this is the thing. All of us are self-aware. It's not like people are sitting around going like, oh, no, I just don't care. No. People see a problem. They go like this. Yes, I can acknowledge I see a problem. I can acknowledge what the horrible actions of private citizens are wrong. I mean, this is criminal behavior, right? Criminal conduct. However, you've created a system so toxic, so ass backwards, that if I step in, I'm the one who's facing life in prison. I might get yeeted myself by trying to help. Okay.
I brought this up a few times. So episode one, we talked about the story about a guy who got in between man or woman getting into it, caught a bullet for simping, and she went home with the boyfriend. Went home with the boyfriend. He caught a bullet for simping, died of it, and she went home with the boyfriend.
Yeah. If you, and this is one of the issues that I have. If you were to ask a woman, can a guy just walk up to you and be like, yo, get this dick wet? They would say, oh, that's illegal. That's harassment. He's horrible. How dare he come and say that? Okay. Men seek women for sexual access. Women seek men for provision and protection. So what you're saying is that it's okay. This is, once again, women, they're double standards. It's okay for a woman to say that if you see a woman getting raped or assaulted or anything happening to her, you should. She's entitled to your protection. She's entitled to it. No, she's not. No. No, you're strong and independent and don't need no man. You got this slay queen, blah, blah, blah. See, calling people trash, now this is where you're at. Oh, Tim, you want to do something? Oh, all the laws in the court system are not on your side for doing the right thing. Kyle Rittenhouse, if you get off, let me ask you this. Hey, Tim, let's take the second argument. Kyle gets off, right? Second argument. Do you believe he's ever going to like really stick his nose out again?
Oh, God, no.
No, he's done.
Oh, God, no. If, man, he walks down to the wrong street alone, we're going to, we'll see him in a newspaper next morning.
I can feel it. I can feel it where you're at this point where it's like this. This goes into one of my points tonight when it comes to accountability, right? And this is why when I talk about these policies and why this is, everyone's going to pay the price for, the hearts of men turning cold as stone. Listen and understand. Shout out to my man, RPM, in the line of MGTOW, LOM. The era of indifference is upon us. And this is a direct result. Because, Tim, you want to help, right? But you got to win a reward, right?
Yeah, that is an active thought process. Whenever I see a situation, okay, what are the risks of me getting involved, right? I see a car on fire on the side of the road. All right, well, am I going to get blamed for this?
I will not do. People want to say, Becca was saying how you're like, that's wrong, that's selfish, and you need to be, the Gandhi quote, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. But what she doesn't understand is that this is where we're at. I didn't want these rules. Tim, when you were growing up as a young boy, did you ever say to yourself, I want a world where someone sees someone like having a heart attack or something, or the guy who helped the woman who was running, right? I want a world where I won't help a woman drowning because I don't want to get me too, right? No boy grew up saying that. Like, yeah, that's the world I want to live in. So if I didn't say it.
I'm sure Ron Toy grew up thinking that.
Rod. Well, he grew up with a remote in hand. And you think about
a remote in hand is worth two in the bush.
Well, these guys.
You know what bush I'm talking about.
No boy growing up who's not a complete, you know, creep like this clown out there in Kenosha that went ahead, or I'd say in Illinois, that was doing all the crazy stuff to boys, right? Except for like the actual predators, right? There's never been a boy, I believe, that woke up saying, I want to live in a world where girls are getting raped on trains, where girls can be human trafficked, right? Across state lines. And when I do something, I go to prison for the rest of my life. If you were to tell that to a young boy, they would look at you like, that doesn't really make sense. But so, we're here. Shout out to RPM. This is the era of indifference. There is an indifference in everything. Look all around you, right? Hey, Tim, did you hear about this? Like, Tim, this is crazy. Help out. Everyone's just kind of like, you know, I mean, I could care.
Put my earbuds back in.
For all of you guys out there, I want you guys to think about this for a second. You're walking. You're just going through your day, another day in the life in 2021. Here we are in November. How many people can you count out that have their headphones in and their face in their phone? On just a daily basis, like, they don't really talk or engage. This was not the case 20 years ago, I promise you.
I'm not even really that into my phone. I just don't want to make eye contact with you. Because then you're going to start talking to me.
I don't even want you in my life. Like, I don't want you to talk to me. I don't want you to ask me how my day is. I don't want you to ask me how tall I am. I don't want you to ask me if I ever played basketball. Just, you be over there forever, for the rest of your life. Never, ever engage with me. I didn't want that kind of a world, Tim. But damn it, this is where we're at. I didn't ask for these rules. You play the hand that you're dealt. We've all been dealt the same hand. People look around, they're like, well, this is what it's gonna be.
It's like you're walking through a casino and then someone just grabs you and sits you down at a table and hands you a hand of cards. You're like, what are we playing? No idea. You have no idea what game you're playing, right? You have cards in your hands and you're just being told, okay, this is the rule that you broke, or that's the rule you broke.
Yeah, you don't even know the rules. You're like, how am I breaking rules? I don't know. Okay, can you at least give me the rules? No. I'll let you know when you break them. I want out of the game. Yeah, please. I can get out of the game? Yeah, you can get out of the game. Nothing happens. I'm out. You bounce. You're like, oh, well, I'm not going to play the game then. That's how simple it is. I fold.
Take the other guy's chips.
Go ahead. I'm out. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing this also in the sexual marketplace, right? People still trying to date. I got accountability for all these people out here who are still saying the same thing. I heard an article, so shout out to those who sent it to me. I talked about it briefly, I believe. I know Joker, Better Bachelor, and Donovan Sharp did a video about it. Golden Penis Syndrome, right? It's an article, and that's actually the name of the article, Golden Penis Syndrome. It is a ultra beta cuck sent mangina, right? Who's sitting there, and he's saying that, like, you know, women, college women are being victimized by guys with golden penis syndrome. It's basically, I'll break it down for you guys. It's the 80-20 rule, right? As fewer guys are in college, right? College is dominated by women. You have fewer guys in college. Of the guys who are in college, only X percent of them match that look that women want. Okay. Now, he's referring to New York, right? So I want to make sure that you guys know that New York is like the place where all eggs, female fertility goes to die forever. And here they are in college, the hot guys, the guys who are like, oh yeah, I got to kill it in my career, you know, or in my school, right? They're looking around like, yeah, I have access to all these girls. Guess what, Tim? They're not dating any of these girls. They just pass them around. And now they're mad.
And what's the value of something that you have untold amounts of access to?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. They don't value these girls.
Here's the thing. This is what I always tell these women. Have you ladies ever really talked to these guys? Like, really talked to them? Like, hey, what is it that you're looking for? Because you can't just throw your... What ended up happening is you ladies out there need to hold all of your moms and grandmothers accountable for not teaching you wife skills. Now, if they did teach you, you just didn't listen, then that's on you. But a lot of the... I've been hearing this more and more. These girls, like, they will literally give you a blank stare. They go, I don't know what men want. I go, you can't possibly, you know, meeting that, right? You have no clue what men want. Like, okay, tell me what men don't want. Do men want to be nagged? Well, no. Do they? You know, do men want sex? Yeah. Do they want hot meal? Yeah. Okay. Why is this so hard? Do they want attitude?
Do we want you to be more muscular than us to be all bring in the masculine energy?
Oh, and I gotta give a special shout out. NCAA Cat has a cousin, and she said this, and I think that this needs to be framed. She says her cousin told her from the male and female perspective per se, right? She says, never be with a man that when you're 9 months pregnant can't lift you up. So that also means though, Tim, is that on the woman's side, right?
Oh well, I'm hopeless then. Is that I can't lift a pencil right now.
Well, here's the thing though. If a woman, let's say she weighs her walking weight is 130, right?
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
Well, yeah, I mean your height and stuff, right? I mean you can be 5'7".
That's pretty heavy.
130 is heavy.
It's pretty heavy for a woman.
5'7". 5'7",
I don't. Okay. Well, I also don't want women who are the same height as me. It makes me feel bad.
Yeah. It just depends on what you're looking for. We're saying the average height of a woman is just shy of 5'4", right?
Yeah. I want a woman to be as tall as Joseph Rosenbaum.
So the thing is this, you're in this situation where if you're a woman and you are 9 months pregnant, your man should be able to lift you up. If he can't, it's a you problem more than likely.
Although I could actually, I could lift Lizzo off the ground if I had a good running start.
That's a scary, scary thought.
Technically, I mean, I've read what her weight is online. We know she's lying, but even if I am generous and add 50 pounds to that weight, that's still under the max I've done on a squat. This was before a fucked up back.
Look, the back will ruin it. Well, it's funny you say that because the point I wanted to make is about we have to be more accountable for our health. We did the health episode, obviously, and we really do need to do it because at the end of the day, man,
Speaking of which, once we end the stream, I'm going to go pop some painkillers, drink some alcohol, have some really greasy fried chicken, and drink a bunch of Coke. Oof. And do Coke. did I miss anything? No, perfect. Perfect healthy.
Well, the thing is that we have to be accountable for our health because at the end of the day, man, I'm seeing too much of, you know, in terms of the injuries. Obviously, you know, with the whole the lockdowns, a lot of people had to reevaluate some things. This stuff is important, man. Like health is important. Like I'm seeing people, my mom is a little spooked right now because so many people in her old neighborhood are, passing away. Of of course the vid, right? And it is what it is, but it's like, yo man, obviously these people are much older, but it's like for those of us who aren't in our 70s and 80s, like we have got to do a better job of holding ourselves accountable on our diet. Shout out to my man Five Simple Words because he always brings that up where he's talking about his what he's eating, his workout, what you put into your body. This stuff does matter. I mean, when you hear these people like I said, the Travis Scott concert. Okay, so you decided to, most likely, ingest some kind of drugs. It's like, don't be shocked when your heart stops. Don't be shocked that, you start hallucinating or something. It's not a good look. And in speaking of not a good look, Ashley Biden's diary.
You have the best transitions.
Ashley Biden's diaries, right?
What are we going to nickname these diaries? There's got to be a really cute name we got to come up with them. Like the vagina monologues.
Yeah, well, I mean, this dude is always sniffing people, right?
It's a scratch and sniff diary.
Scratch and sniff. Yeah, I mean, the dude's a creep. And the thing is, though, is that when it comes to accountability, they don't want to hold certain people accountable that they're on the side with, right? And that is a problem. And, too often, people are just kind of like, they don't have an answer, but it's like this. First of all, isn't the timing very consistent? For those of you who don't know, you're gonna get Harris as the president. It's coming. This is the out because
right, the woman with the 28% approval rating.
It's gonna be so bad, man. People deserve it. This is what people wanted, right? And when they get it, they go.
I took a good look at the gas prices when I came across the border. This is what y'all asked for.
What people wanted, right? You can't ask for something and then get it and then be mad. No, you asked for it, so. And speaking of things that people ask for, there is somebody I have to just go ahead and throw another shot at. The cuck known as Will Smith, right? And, you know, shout out to my man Darth for putting up that meme where Will says, you know, I wish Jada smiled at me, like, you know, gave that look that she gives Tupac. Yeah, bro. She doesn't love you like that.
Oh, man.
Love you like that. Here's the thing. I hope you guys saw the video. For those of you who understand body language, go watch the video of Beta Bucks Deluxe Jeff Bezos with his, I believe, Latina girlfriend. And she's all on Leo DiCaprio. You know, I'm not wearing any panties. Right in front of him. For those of you who don't know, man, just seriously, look up that video. Just look up Jeff, whatever his girlfriend's name is. Leo DiCaprio. I bet you just put Jeff Bezos, Leo DiCaprio. The video will pop up, right? She does this right in front of him. No respect. These women don't love you. They don't respect you. Well, how is she? Okay, how she treats the guy that she really wants. Look at the body, like, the way she leans in, the way she's smiling, the way she's touching. That's what you want to see. This is what Will can never get. You see what I'm saying? Yes, Will may have. Yes, he has that. Will's a good looking dude. No, yeah, Jeff Bezos gets cucked by Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, someone put it up. That was Tell Rob put it in. And the thing I have to say about that is this, man. As you're looking at this, is the modern state of relationships. Guys need to hold themselves accountable for letting their pimp hands slip. For getting weak, guys need to be held accountable. I'm like this. Yeah, bro, this is what you wanted, Will, right? And you're in this situation, and I have to give a special shout-out to one of our subscribers. I won't even mention his name, but he knows who he is because he sent me a story tonight, a little mini-story, that it further shows how bad things have gotten because people don't hold their relationships accountable and themselves within that relationship accountable. And he says, and I quote, I was reading that Jada article to my man and called Will a cuck. English is his second language, so he didn't know that word. I explained it, and he said he's been asked to do that. I called BS because he's a feminine Asian man, but it turns out that some guy asked my man to come over and have his wife peg him while the husband sat in the corner and watched. And these are the types of dudes that feminism has created. Bitch made beta cuck simp manginas. And how did all this happen, though, Tim? You guessed it. Through the internet. All the weird stuff started happening. The more the internet became more prevalent and more easily accessible.
Says the guy who organizes weird stuff using the internet.
Yeah, right? You know, like, there always has to be, like, limits, though, right? Like, you get to a point where you go like this. Yo, Tim. Things are going to be a little freaky, but they're not that freaky. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like with the furs, where even a diaper dude says, no, fuck furries. We don't do furries. There has to be limits.
It's all kosher until another guy starts licking up some of the gravy, baby gravy.
Yeah, dude, you can't do it, man. You just can't do it. And that's why.
Oh, of fucking course the gift showed up. God damn it.
Kind of our man.
You guys got a faster trigger finger than Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oof. Well, the thing about this, the use of the internet, like, that was a great topic with Joe Nearman, and, like, how accountable are we, right? Like, what are we going to do about making sure that there's between regulation and censorship, right? When you're talking about who's watching, what are they watching, that's regulated. You regulate what your kids watch. You don't censor what they watch. You regulate what they watch. And, you know, going forward, you know, I got Crime Week coming up with NCAA Cat. We're watching a bunch of crime flicks. We did horror.
Are you going to do some more foot butt stuff?
More foot butt stuff coming. This time we're actually, we're going to do a special shout out to her, by the way. We're actually going to do a German Shepherd. Let's call it a German Shepherd.
Oh, please say hunt.
PDA. And we're going to hit the Winn-Dixie to go get the ingredients to make an apple crisp. And we're going to try to offer this apple crisp to her German Shepherd neighbor who won't acknowledge her existence anymore. And I'm looking forward to that. It'll be fun watching some crime flicks like Goodfellas and stuff and all that. But I will definitely get you guys out of here with this when it comes to accountability. My own self. The nature of me is not to deflect. I own the L's, even Thad's, right? I'm like, yo, I got to take it. Like, and we're kind of getting away from. We're getting away from people like holding their L's. Like, look, it's not about like because I'm black. No, dude. Like, if something happened, it's on you. take accountability.
Some people hold their L's as W's, which is also wrong. Like, there are people who won't admit that they've taken an L in their entire life, yep. and there are people who proudly display their L's as W's.
Yep.
Tariq Nasheed is a good example of that.
I don't acknowledge that dude, man. Mr. Butt breaking. Well, this thing though, like, okay, hold the L, do better, hold yourself accountable. Be like, listen, look, man, I fell short of my, you know, of my own standards. It does happen. Tim, you can fall a victim of certain things.
Yeah, I could go out and get pegged tomorrow. I know this is the right city to do it in. And I'd be like, man, I just got to take that L. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I got pegged, Drex. I gotta do a sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice on the altar of the BBC would it take to come back from pegging?
You know what? You might have to go in and I would say you would have to smash Monica with the remote in hand. Well, I'm Ron. Do you want to eat Gatorade? And it's just like,
I only take Powerade, Ron. You know that.
Oh, Koopa asked about Moist Watkins. Yeah, don't worry. I already acknowledged the bitch made Sims like Moist Watkins dealing with the that movie Stepdad, which we're not even gonna give any credence to. But like, I just want to let you guys know, man, that like I do feel accountable for the actions that I say in this space in the manosphere, because there's no one out there. There's no one out there like telling guys that they're worth a damn, man. Like everywhere they go.
Hey, speaking of being accountable for what we say in the manosphere, we pissed off quite a few people with our soy gone comments.
Yeah, I heard about that. Like I said, I didn't really say much because, like I said, I don't know the whole issue with Sargon of Khan. Like Khan, I think is his name.
Yeah,
is.
We'll have to go into greater detail. I can't do anything right now. I'm kind of on limited equipment, but we'll definitely go. And you know what? We took a shot. We took a shot and we didn't explain it. Mm-hmm. Well, I took a shot and didn't explain it. Yeah, I will have to explain my shot then.
From what I've heard, it is justified. Like, there are people, because I was reading the comments, and there are people who like know the backstory. They're like, no, dude, this dude did some two-faced kind of stuff. So,
and they're like, well, now he's living a TradCon life. And it's like, did you not watch the Lauren Southern section where she's like, oh, I'm the TradCon woman now?
Yeah, they right? try to.
It's like, okay, I get it. And here's where they misunderstand what the Chameleon Crusades are. The Chameleon Crusades don't go after someone like Ilhan Omar, right? Who's just a colossal failure in everything she says, or AOC, who's never said the right thing, right? Everything she says is wrong. Everything she does is wrong. The Chameleons are the people who say the right things but do wrong things.
We can't go there without mentioning one of conservative cucks' favorite people, which is Jerry Falwell Jr. You know, here you are literally peeking around the corner, right? While the pool boy, literally the pool boy, smashes your wife. And we have a responsibility to this space to be like, yo, man, we got to call a spade. Like, don't get me wrong. No one's going to be perfect all the time. But it's like when stuff is like way out of balance, like the Tommy Lauren thing, like the men are trash. Then she made a follow-up video. Tucker Carlson, who I'm gonna go ahead and roast him. After that comments he made when Dr. Helen Smith was on the Fox.
Cucker Carlson.
There's
going to be like a three-peat coming up because we did Lauren Chen, Lauren Southern, and Tommy Lauren, right? So there's going to be another three-peat coming up. Dennis Prager, Cucker Carlson, and Ben Shapiro all need to be taken down.
It's bad, man. I just don't want these guys to be to view themselves as disposable, because at the end of the day, like, that's what they're ultimately, like, when we say that they're trying to pull you back to the plantation, that's what we're referring to. The Tommy Lawrence of the world, like, when these chicks hit the wall, they hit the wall hard, they need you, the cleanup man, right? They need you to come in, swoop in as a Captain Sabo, and fix whatever disaster they've created in their life. And I'm telling you guys, do not hold yourself accountable for other people's fuck-ups, man. Don't do it. So yeah, have a good night or a good day wherever you're at, man. And yeah, hold yourself accountable. Hold your friends accountable, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're backed up on emails, but I'm just not in the. We don't have the capability of going through emails right now, or anything else, comment wise. So I'm just going to plug everything about the show, you know, MGTOWN.show/shop to get into our merchandise shop. I am late and gay and super gay on getting the new hoodie design up there. Bash my head on just how busy things have been in the last month. So I'm trying to get I'll try and get an ugly sweater done for Cucksmas. You know, we'll get a hoodie done with a Cucksmas theme on it. What else is there? You guys know where to find us by now. If you don't know where to find us by now, I put the links of where to find us in the description of every weekly show. Just scroll down, do some reading. You can find us on main tech, alt-right tech, alt-left tech, alt-up tech. You'll find us everywhere except Ethan Ralph's basement. All right, guys. This has been episode 50, Drex. We made it to 50 episodes.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know.
We're halfway to 100.
Look, man, time goes that fast.
You know, it's funny, too. I don't know if I planned this or not, but the 100th episode will be on the midterm election. Really? It's going to be very close. Because remember, 52 episodes is the 52nd episode is 2 weeks from now. Yeah. And that means so the 100th episode will be 2 weeks before today.
I'm so pumped. You know, I was just talking to Duke about a situation.
I'm sure he pumped too.
Yeah. he has a situation went viral and he was telling me about it. And a lot of people have covered it. And I can't wait to talk to him about that, which is the German Shepherd who's 19, who looks, she might look 40. I'm not lying. Like, she's rough looking, right? Yeah. A 19-year-old German Shepherd was caught, right? On the gaggers, right? She was caught. I guess it was like her grandmother found out. And like disowned her, right? It's like, oof. And she got on social media because this is what they do, bragging about it. Like, yeah, man, I got $2,000 for seeing. You can't tell me nothing. It's him. Where's she going to be in 20 years?
Where are all the good men? Do German Shepherds ever say that?
They do, but it.
You know what? She'll be serving Brett Spiner and Terrance Jenkins fried chicken at a Popeyes. That's where she's going to be in 2 years.
It's awful, man.
We gotta check in on our gal, Gail, sometime.
I'm a PhD. Yeah, Koopa knows, man. These chicks, man, it's over for them. It's because they don't take any accountability for their lives and their actions. Like when people ask where have all the good men gone, they only say that, like you said, Tim, after they hit the wall, after they've been ran through.
Post wall episode 50, like this show is asking where all the good men have gone.
Yep.
How they regret focusing on this show regrets focusing on its career. Yes. Drex. You know what? It feels guilty about Sex in the City. That might have been episode what? That was episode 19. I should go back and like retroactively rename episode 19. The Sex in the City monologue. And then just say, oh yeah, you know, episode 50, we truly regret episode 19.
These bros.
When we were 19, Drex.
We were 19, man. We had the whole world right there. The world was our oyster.
The whole world ran through us.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we'll even have...
And now my husband, you know, my husband's this soy beta that I don't respect. He doesn't meet my needs. And then when I find a man who does meet my needs, he finds out what I did at 19, doesn't want anything to do with me.
Like, oh, you mean that scene I did? You mind that? You care? With my OnlyFans? Yeah, it matters. It should matter, though. You don't get to dictate that. Like, have you ever like had that conversation with somebody, like a female? And they're like, it shouldn't matter. It's hilarious. Like, you look at it and be like, listen, you're selling. The guy is the buyer. You don't get to dictate what he cares about and what he doesn't care about. Like, well, what's important to him? You don't get to say, like, well, it doesn't matter if I have 130 bodies. No, if he says it does, then it does matter. Oh, you got four kids by like, four dudes? Yeah, that matters.
It's like, I gotta put my dick in that? Come on. You know what? It reminds me. I'm thinking Arby's for supper tonight.
Yep. Oh, look, there's Candace Bushnell. I've had a lot of great sex in my life. Hey, where's she at now? She's no longer sitting on that first track. It's over. Yeah, it's done. But you know, they're not going to take accountability. We do.
She's popping pills, writing "Woe Is Me" articles.
Yeah, have. Yeah, that is the key word. Yeah, because none of these things actually last. None of these relationships last. Like, it's over.
She's not even a slow Tuesday. She's not a day that ends in Y.
Yeah, man, it's sad, man. You literally see someone like waste it all. Like,
well, it's funny because when this show turned 40, we had Tuggin as our guest. That was the episode Tugging on the Wall. Yeah, like that's what we did when we were 40, Drex. Drex, what was Candace Bushnell doing when she was 40?
Getting ran through. She still had some time in her because it was New York. Like,
she was in denial, right? Because remember, we did episode 39.5 with Manic Mechanic, and we were in denial that we were going to hit the wall, just like Candace was.
Yeah, and then it happens.
Hey, Drex, is the wall ever been defeated?
No. Look, I'm looking at whatever this creature that Koopa just posted. What is that? Is that the show Schitt's Creek? Is that what that's from? I think it is. I think it's a Schitt's Creek show. There's been a couple of content creators who said like that show actually has some red pills in it, like some hard ones. It's like, bruh. Yeah. Well, Terrence Pop is right. He says, ladies, 40 to 80 is a long time. Tim, we are going to see, because of a lack of accountability, we are going to see like the true collapse when the girls of today, 20, 30 years from now. You think it's bad now? I mean, think about it. Even 10 years from today, right? Look, it's hard for girls to get a date. Tim, I've known multiple girls who've never actually been on a date. Remember, I said date, not a hookup, right? Not a one-night stand, not a hookup. Actual, like, date. And they're like, yeah, I've never been on a date. Wait a minute. How is that possible?
Yeah, the internet kind of ruined that, too. Because, I mean, a date is defined as both of you respected each other going into that transaction.
It's all transactional. That's the future. But here's the thing. But Tim, who wanted that? Is that what guys wanted?
No, that's what Tommy Lauren wanted.
Yeah, they wanted to be. So that's where we're at now. So it is what take some accountability. That's all I'm saying. Embrace it. Yeah, we love this.
We fucked up, and as our gift, the sisterhood as retribution, our gift to you is we're going to get rid of the family court.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a pretty good start.
Start is right.
Anyways. That's what we got for you guys. Episode 50, filmed on location. Pretty special day. We'll see you next time. Mark December 4th in your calendars. Do not forget Duke from Ghetto Gaggers. Tim on location in the UK. It'll probably be raining, but that's okay because I'll have my pennants with me.
Nice.
All right, guys. Stay frosty.
Stay toxic. Peace.